Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, the topic that interests everybody, education. Paulinos has the rundown.
Sam, today you and Ray are going to be talking to Dr. Jeff Geis, one of the most innovative principals in Clark County.
And coming upon the Power Pundit panel today, Alfredo Alonso, Elisa Caffarata, and Randy Thompson. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers, Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you, and the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
So, who do you use for workers' comp?
Pro Group Management.
Yeah, I've heard of them. They help to grow your trucking business?
You bet. Employee background check, safety training. My claims even went down.
Sounds great, but expensive.
Well, they saved me 25% and my rates haven't gone up in, about 10 years.
So do they work with builders?
Sure do.
That works for me.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
Amanda had $3,000 until her transmission went. Rick had $4,000 before his engine died. Sue has no money and her onboard computer broke. No one likes putting money into their car for repairs. Get Auto Assure and be assured you won't have to. With Auto Assure, you never have to put money into expensive covered repairs. You keep it. It's guaranteed protection. You can keep your mechanic, your dealer. Auto Assure pays them directly. You choose the coverage you need on any make or any model car, and you don't lay out a penny. Not for a fuel injection system, air conditioning, suspension system, or anything else. We all want to keep our cars longer. The choice is yours. Do you want to pay for expensive auto repairs or let Auto Assure pay them for you? Call right now and get a bonus package worth $100 that includes roadside assistance, towing, and rental car coverage for peace of mind.
Call Auto Assure at 1-800-224-7616 right now and stop putting money into auto repairs. Go to AutoAssure.com or call 1-800-224-7616.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to MarilynMiner.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're very pleased to welcome back to the program Dr. Jeffrey Geis. He's the principal of Liberty High School. He's a board member of the National Association of Secondary School Principals and a great guy. Pleasure to have you back on the program, Jeff.
Pleasure to be here, Sam. Thanks for having me.
Good morning, Ray, as well. Let's start out with a goofy question, because it just occurred to me as I'm driving into the studios today and I'm passing all these school buses, and the discussion has been to raise funds for the school districts. Why don't we put advertising on buses? What's wrong with putting advertising on buses? If people want to buy it, it'll help education.
You know, that's been bantered around a lot down here in Las Vegas, and I think the Board of Trustees entertained that a year or so back. I don't know the status on it. I mean, personally, it's my personal opinion. I don't necessarily see anything wrong with it. But you'd have to screen, of course, the establishments that would be doing the advertising on your school buses.
I wanted to ask you about standard attire that you have implemented at Liberty High School. Now, what you have the students wear to school are not uniforms in the classic sense, although they have a short list of clothing that they can wear. How does this help? What does this do for student achievement?
Oh, Ray, it has multiple positive effects on student achievement. You're absolutely right. It's not a uniform. Students don't have to go to a uniform store, per se, or a uniform section of a store. They have to wear standard clothing. In our case, it's khaki, white, navy, or red. The shirts have to be solid, with or without school logo, and no blue jeans. Primarily, it's a safety issue. You can easily identify students or non-students on your campus. And when you've got a campus between 2,000 and 3,000 students, as our high schools are in the Clark County School District, and I know yours come close to that in Washoe as well, that factor alone is extremely beneficial. Secondarily, when students are in that standard attire, they're not worried about the boy across the room or the girl across the room. We only have kids in school, 13% of their year is in school. And less than 13% is in their core academic areas where they have to pass proficiency tests to get a diploma. So I think it's incumbent upon me as a principal to do everything possible to remove every possible distractor. So that's what I've seen with standard student attire.
Okay, now another thing that you've championed is same-sex classrooms where you have just the girls in the classroom or the boys in the classroom. This seems to have maybe focus a little bit more on what the teacher is trying to teach his students.
Well, absolutely. Again, 13% of the year, whatever you can do to eliminate distractions, and I don't know about you guys, but my hunch is you were similar to me. And when I was 14 and 15 years old, I was thinking a lot about girls. And so if I could be in those core classrooms, especially in 9th and 10th grade, and have them separated by gender, just in the cores, English, science, mathematics, that again eliminates distractions that are typical of teenagers.
And tension too, I would imagine. Let's talk about, you know, you've always been a great innovator, and one of the things that you've innovated at Liberty High School is a partnership with the College of Southern Nevada. Would you go into a little bit of detail about how that's working?
You know, this is working fabulously. I'm so happy you asked me about that, because it's called the 1213 program. Students can start earning their freshman year of college credit with CSN at Liberty High School their junior and senior year. And then they continue after they graduate what's called a 13th year. They return after school hours, start earning their sophomore year of college credit to complete or close to completing their associate's degree. That is a program that we only offer at Liberty High School, and that is a partnership with the College of Southern Nevada. So we believe that that is going to expand every year. As a matter of fact, next semester, this year, spring semester, we could have as many as 9 classes at Liberty.
Where does this put the kids once they graduate from high school? Are they already 2 years graduated into college?
Well, they earn what's called dual credit. So they fulfill high school credits and college credits simultaneously. And it has the positive effect is that, of course, the student is able to enter college as a sophomore or in some cases even a junior. And the positive effect is, I guess depending on where the child's going to school, college, it saves the parents thousands of dollars because they're paying CSN tuition prices. And those credits are transferable in Nevada and transferable mostly throughout the United States for certain.
What areas are the students generally tending to be in that are going to CSN?
Well, we just focus on the liberal arts courses, you know, all the classes that we need to enter college, all the 101s and 102s.
All right, let's take a break. More with Dr.
In
Jeff Geis.
In English, math.
Let's take a break. More with Dr. Jeff Geis when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Get in the holiday race for cash this November at the Carson Valley Inn. Win up to $20,000 in cash every week. It's your place to play and win. The holiday race for cash, only at the Carson Valley Inn.
Are you tired of check cashing fees? Bounce checks and overdraft fees driving you crazy? Introducing the AccountNow prepaid Visa card. AccountNow provides the perfect alternative to a checking account without the hassles and hidden overdraft or bounce check fees.
Before I found AccountNow, payday was a major hassle.
With AccountNow, I don't have to worry about overdraft fees.
With 100% approval and no credit check, call AccountNow today.
Call 1-800-794-3971.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Hello, I'm Lance Gilman. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. Economic prosperity for Nevada. We are TRI.
Get in the holiday race for cash this November at the Carson Valley Inn. Win up to $20,000 in cash every week. It's your place to play and win. The holiday race for cash, only at the Carson Valley Inn.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Dr. Jeff Geis. He's the principal of Liberty High School.
Okay, Jeff, I got this next question after leading the Liberty High School student newspaper, and a quote from you in that newspaper is, quote, "If a teacher is mean to a kid, I'm going to get rid of that teacher because it doesn't help them, it hurts them. I really could have used you when I was in Catholic reform school. Why do you don't want your kids or your teachers to be mean to the children?"
Well, I mean, you know, I've been doing this, Ray, 20 years, and one of the most important things is for students to like their teacher. You learn more from somebody you like, and if a teacher has that, can transmit that they sincerely care about their students, that they never say anything to a student like, "You're not college material." If anybody ever told a child that they're not college material, that would just send me into orbit, because those are the types of things we need to build students up, and primarily we must show a sincere care for their educational and emotional well-being. So if a teacher does that, and then we can work with them to make them better at their craft of teaching, then they're going to be wonderful in my book. You know, I think education, and I don't mean to sound overly dramatic, but I really believe education is like a calling. Being a good teacher is like being a good minister. It's a calling, because Lord only knows people aren't in it for the financial compensation.
Okay, and another.
So you can tell I'm very passionate about this.
Yes, well, I wonder how that works for your football coach. And another thing, when you were at Cheyenne and at Liberty, you guys always made adequate yearly progress under the federal No Child Left Behind law. This thing has been implemented for, you know, more than a few years now. I still keep hearing gripes from administrators and teachers. What do you think, Jeff, is the future of No Child Left Behind?
Well, I think it'll reach its demise, ultimately. I don't necessarily think that a school status is a bad thing. I think students need to pass exit exams to get diplomas, however those exit exams look, even if they're midterm examinations. There needs to be some set standard. But we were just back in, as a board member for NASSP in Washington, and we talked with Senator Harkin's staff about reauthorization of ESEA, the Elementary Secondary Education Act, which implements a growth model. Because the fact of the matter is, let us suppose I get a student from out of state, and the student is at a second or third grade reading level, and my staff works with that child, and they bring him up to the fifth or sixth grade reading level by the sophomore year. Under the current provisions, that child probably wouldn't pass reading proficiency, and we would be dinged. But if we bring him up two or three grade levels in reading, I think the staff should get credit for that. So I think it should be a culmination of both. We need to look at growth and status. And I also think that when a student is, let's say, an honors or advanced placement student, and they've already demonstrated proficiency, ought we not also be responsible for that child's growth? Under the current system, we're not. Once they pass proficiency, you don't have to really worry about it. And I don't think that's a good thing.
I want to change topics on you to something that happened a couple of months ago, but I wanted to get your take on it, which was the teachers' union scorecard on the legislature that not only went after Republicans, but went after leading Democrats as well. What were your thoughts on that?
Well, my thoughts are real simple. First of all, it's unfortunate that we're at an impasse with the teachers union right now, because ultimately the ones that will suffer from that are students, no matter if the district prevails or if the teachers union prevails. Ultimately, the outcome. Because there's one of two things. Either the teachers, if the district prevails, the teachers will have to take a pay cut on one check for all their back pay. If the teachers prevail, then we will have a reduction of force of about 1,000 students. My take is, I'll be very honest, I don't believe in totality last in, first out. There has to be other provisions. So, you know, I'm the president of our local administrative union, or president-elect, and one of the things that we did, Sam, without negotiations, it had nothing to do with negotiations, we said if an administrator is rated unsatisfactory twice, they will be first to be reduced in force. That's been on the books in our contract for years. But we said now, on our own volition, not in negotiations, that if an administrator is reduced in force after two unsatisfactory evaluations, they will not be returned to service. We did that. We also said that if they have a suspension, the next tier would be not to return to service, or a sick leave review that shows that they've abused sick leave. We put those things into our contract. Nobody had to negotiate with us. The district didn't ask for those things. So those are the types of things I think would be good, at least for administrators. I agree with those things, other than last in, first out.
I've got a last question for you here. We've got about 45 seconds. Your thoughts on the ending of social promotion?
Oh, you know, I guess the key is mastery. You want students to master the material. And what mastery looks like is dependent upon what assessments that you have. I don't necessarily believe in social promotion, but what I do know is it's probably not that healthy to have 15, 16, or 17-year-olds running around middle school campuses with 11 and 13-year-olds. So I think in those circumstances, it's important to promote those youngsters and then have focused remedial attention or remediation with those children when they get to high school to ensure the mastery that they may not have missed.
So it shouldn't be in the university system, it should be taken care of in the high schools.
Well, ideally, because the whole concept is with comprehensive high schools, you want students to go on to college. That's what we're preparing students to do.
And that's where we have to leave it, sir. Come back soon. We always appreciate you. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
So, who do you use for workers' comp?
Pro Group Management.
Oh, I've heard some good things about them.
You bet. Employee background check, safety training, claim seminars. Oh, here's the great part. If you have an issue, they work for you, not against you.
Well, sounds perfect. And expensive.
Well, that's the best part. They saved me 25%, and I've heard they saved more for others.
Works for me.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
When it comes to state-of-the-art energy, Nevada is the right state to be in. A reliable, efficient network. Cleaner energy resources, like solar, wind, and geothermal. And technology that will help you save energy and money at home. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for food, fun, friends, hot slots, and video poker. Join the best slot club in town, the Conductor's Club at the Tamarack Junction, where you can earn free play and comp dollars on over 450 of the latest state-of-the-art slots and video poker machines. Play your favorite games and win cash, comps, free play, and other great prizes. The Tamarack Junction, where locals meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit on South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun. Yeah.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers. I just want to do a quick plug here for our friends at KXNT. Samantha Stone, formerly of Nevada Newsmakers, is joining the morning show there as co-host, and we congratulate her there and wish her great success. Also, Trevor Smith moves from Elko to KXNT as well as a news reporter. And congratulations to Dan Mason taking over the afternoon slot on KOH Radio. So congrats to all of them. Have a great Power Pundit panel once again here. Alisa Cafferata, lobbyist with Planned Parenthood, Alfredo Alonso with the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, and Randy Thompson, political analyst. Now, we're taping this to air beginning on Thanksgiving and through the weekend, and so I wanted to ask, and we'll start out with Randy, everybody else is Thanksgiving giving thanks. What's the thing that's most irritated you this past year?
Oh, irritated or upset?
Either way, you take it, girl.
I'll just say it's been a tough few months for Nevada, for Northern Nevada, between the IHOP shooting and the plane crash and the shooting with the bikers and now the fire. So what's irritated me is that God must be mad at us because we just had a tough time up here. I can't really say it's irritated me. It just made me very sad, and I'm hoping for a better year for us.
Well, I was looking for something more irritating than all
okay,
these tragedies.
Yeah,
Alfredo, what's irritated you the most this past year?
The economy. I think it's amazing to watch everybody have the answer, but ultimately nothing has really happened. And as Jeremy had said in a previous show, he sees a lot of growth and a lot of positive in the economy, in particular in Nevada, but you don't hear it in the press, which is also unfortunate. It seems to be doom and gloom more often than not. That probably irritates me more than anything else.
And, me too, and that's one of the reasons why we try to promote as much business and looking at the positive signs. I got into an argument on the radio in Las Vegas about a year or so ago about talking about at times like this in the economy that we should be in the news talking about how many planes land safely each day, metaphorically speaking, than just talking about the doom and gloom, because the reality is that there are a lot of positive things happening, but until you regain the confidence in the marketplace, the general public won't get that. So I reach out to all my friends in the news media and say, hey, put a little bit of the, and don't make it good news, just make it news that something good is happening. Okay, Alisa,
so
what has been irritating you, my dear?
What's irritating me is
I can't imagine.
Incessant attacks on women's health and access to birth control. Over 1,000 laws introduced around state legislatures and in Congress. They've voted on the same bills over 12 times to basically limit women's access to birth control, which would solve the economy, obviously, if we listen to our opponents. So. At some point, I hope that these policymakers realize that women make up more than half of the American population and American voters. And, if you think cutting off birth control and access to reproductive health care is going to solve your problems, then you're not going to win very many elections.
But you've seen some good results at the ballot box.
Yes, Mississippi, which was certainly a very conservative state and has much higher numbers of voters who identify as conservative, rejected the so-called personhood or civil rights for fertilized eggs. So if it's going to be rejected in Missouri,
civil rights for fertilized eggs.
That's basically.
Have chickens heard about
that? That's what irritates me. Yeah. Actually, I'll come back and just say I am irritated at Congress because. If Congress was doing his job, we wouldn't do the same old stuff we're doing with Alyssa's stuff, and we'd have a better economy. So I'm just irritated at Congress.
I'm scared to ask this, Paul. It's your turn.
There was a lot of stuff in the Nevada legislature that irritated me to no end. There was a lot of anti-business legislation coming forward, some things that would make it very difficult for people to either start their own business or be hired. We did some things on independent contractor, or we tried to do some things on independent contractor legislation that luckily didn't go through. But it's irritating in the sense that it doesn't go beyond irritating, because luckily we had a governor who didn't let that bad stuff happen. So I am very thankful that Brian Sandoval was our governor this last year and was able to stop a lot of that irritating stuff that came out of the legislature from being enacted into law.
Okay, let's give a scorecard to Governor Sandoval.
I think he is doing an excellent job. He is a leader. He is looking forward. He worked with the legislature a great deal to try and solve the budget problems. And I think we're going to see him in this next year really looking at some longer-term solutions.
It's been really interesting. You know, if you go back and look at the beginnings of the Gwynne administration prior to the election and then during, there seems to me to be a lot of similarities. Does it occur to you that way?
Yeah, I think the biggest similarity is they're both good men. I mean, I think you can discuss all the issues that have gone on since the legislature and onward, but all you got to do is look at the tragedies up in Northern Nevada that have happened recently. Who's the first guy on the scene? It's the governor. I think that's pretty impressive.
Randy?
Yeah, I'd give him an A for his outreach, his leadership. I'd frankly give him a B on just failing to come up with a good resolution to the tax issue at the end. That's not really the resolution we wanted. But I'd give him really an A-plus on everything else that he's doing. I think his reaction to what's happened up in Northern Nevada has been very helpful. He's been really kind of a godsend on just keeping us calm and giving us faith.
You know, it's hard even to find on the D side. People may disagree with his politics, but they like him.
Well, I think he's competent. He is, Alfredo's absolutely right, he is a good man, and he's working hard. And I mean, I think that's all you can ask for.
All right, and that's where we're going to leave it. Happy Thanksgiving, and through this Thanksgiving weekend to everybody, thank you all for being here. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Renovation, a medical spa by Dr. Charles Verdin, offering Restylane and Botox treatments plus a full-service spa. Drift away with a tranquil Swedish massage. Our facials are customized for your specific skin care needs. Rejuvenate the whole body with one of our many body wraps and finish with a professional manicure, pedicure, or makeup application. Renovation, a medical spa. Treatments to refresh your life. 960 Collin Crossing, one block west of McCarran at Plum.
Hi, I'm Dr. Grimes. I specialize in alternative treatment for chronic pain. This treatment stimulates the body to repair damaged, painful areas. This is a non-surgical and permanent treatment for chronic pain. Every year, thousands and thousands of patients go through painful, ineffective surgeries. Think about that. Why go through a major operation when a simpler treatment can solve your pain issues? Call Pinnacle Pain Medicine at 841-7246 for an appointment.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI water and sewer companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard, while biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day on NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Next week, Las Vegas Mayor Carolyn Goodman and Nevada Mining Association President Tim Crowley.
We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.